I've been out till 2:45. Would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
This is Dr. Rob Stahl bringing you the only local call-in radio program exclusively for older adults and caregivers. What should you expect at your age? The answer is a lot, and that's what we're here to explain. I'm happy to have with me today Amherst Town Supervisor, Ms. Susan Grelick, and Mr. Gerald Brownrout, former Amherst Town Councilman and local business leader. Welcome to Jerry, Susan. Jerry, why don't you tell me about yourself, and let me preface by saying the topic for today's show, I think, is a very important one, especially with a growing older population, and the topic is how to create a senior-friendly community.
Well, I've been known as a community activist in the town of Amherst since the 1959 when I opened my first business out here. I joined my first service organization, which was Rotary International, about 35 years ago.
Susan, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became interested in politics?
I went to law school, practiced law in Western New York for about 4 or 5 years, and in 1991 I answered an ad in the newspaper. They were looking for candidates for town clerk, so I answered this ad in the newspaper and ran. I'd never run for public office before and didn't know anybody really involved in politics, had no volunteers, and I won 2-1 my first race for town clerk.
The first half of today's show, I want to talk about what towns and municipalities are currently doing to address the needs of older adults and also caregivers. So let's start with you, Susan. The town of Amherst already has some tremendous programs for senior citizens, and why don't you describe that?
We do, and the reason why we have such the wonderful programs that we have, a wonderful senior center in the town of Amherst, is because we do have a demographic in the town of Amherst that is older. 17.7% of Amherst's total population is over 65 years old, according to the 2000 census.
And what is the total population, and what does that equate to a number of people?
Well, it's about 120,000 people, so 17% of 120,000 people in the town, mm-hmm. and that compares to the national average, which is 12.4% of the nation is 65 or older.
Jerry, let me ask you, you were a councilman, I believe, about 20 years ago. Tell me what things were like 20 years ago and whether you were part of the development of the senior center or any other specific senior services in the town.
Going on to the town board, one of the major issues was at that time in the 70s, late 70s, were senior citizen facilities within the town of Amherst. I was very actively involved with the late Councilman Charles Herky Moses. He tapped me to work with him on opening the first senior center in Amherst. My real involvement came after I was off the town board in the 80s when I was tapped to go on to one of the town subboards.
Well, we all know that transportation becomes a very important issue and very difficult problem for a lot of older people.
And as you said, they give up their driver's licenses, they give up the cars a lot because of their abilities and a lot because they can't afford it.
Besides the senior center, what is there in the town that helps older people, that allows them to live their lives happier, healthier?
There's many support groups within the town, and those are no fee whatsoever. We have an Alzheimer's support group, caregivers support group, men's group, significant loss group. At the senior center, we have an employment bulletin board, and that's compiled. It's filled with opportunities for full and part-time employment in a variety of capacities. And the board is located right at the senior center outside the social worker's office across from the dining area. These are specifically jobs that are seeking mature employees. Another program that's really popular in the town of Amherst is a nutrition lunch program. And I get over there myself every once in a while because they have wonderful programs during the nutrition.
This is for the inexpensive lunch.
The lunch is pretty good. It's delicious. It's a very delicious hot meal, and it's prepared right at the center's kitchen, and it's served Monday through Friday at noon. And it's $2. $2 a person. It's a great deal.
Jerry, have you been over there?
Yes. Matter of fact, the last luncheon I was at was oversold. They had the St. Joseph Day luncheon. It was catered by one of the local facilities, donated to the centers, and they had more than 300 people show up. You can get involved with bingo. If you're a former accountant, you can help people with income tax. There's a knitting club. There's a radio reading program, music clubs, organ clubs. There's photography. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And it keeps seniors active.
With throwing a lot of information on a lot of different organizations that you might want to contact, but what is the contact number for the senior center? Let's get that down first. and then we'll give Susan's contact number and Jerry's contact number. So we'll try to stick to three main numbers today that you can use to get plugged into one of these great things.
The Senior Center number, if you want to get a hold of the people at the Senior Center, it's 636-3050. So I'd encourage everybody to contact the Senior Center. And, of course, you can always contact me in my office, and I'd be happy to give you information or get you to the right place. I take care of all kinds of the mundane things in the town, but the very necessary items in the town, like picking up the leaves and making sure the trees get trimmed.
You pick up the leaves.
Well, we've got an excellent highway superintendent that does that and manages the highway department.
How many rakes do you have in your office?
But I couldn't get out there and plow all 357 miles of roads, but anyways, we do all of that as well. So, and my phone number is 631-7032. And if you have a problem, I'm also available at email 24 hours a day by email at sgrelick@amherst.ny.us.
And you're sitting at your computer terminal 24 hours a day, right?
Well, I get there as much as I can, as much as possible, even at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. No, okay. I actually answer all my email myself. I personally answer every single one of my emails. So please feel free, anybody, to please contact me, and I will get right back to you.
And Jerry, what's your contact number?
My contact number is 691-7456, and my email is jbrownrout@hotmail.com.
And how do you spell Brownrout?
Brownrout. Or you can go into my website, which is jbrownrout.com.
I'd like Jerry to just have the opportunity to say a few words as to what he hopes to accomplish this time around.
Well, when I first announced for office in January, I said that I believe we needed new directions for the Amherst Town Board, something based on principles and not politics and personalities. There isn't anyone in Western New York who hasn't seen what's going on in the county. And like many town residents, I was extremely concerned by the lack of civility, the unwillingness to compromise, and the petty politics that goes on. For anyone who's ever attended an Amherst Town Board meeting, which is open to the public, or if you've seen them on cable television, it's very hard to avoid seeing how personally abusive some of the board members are towards each other and to the supervisor in particular. But I was even more bothered by the lack of respect shown to the town residents and others who've appeared before the board. I mean, council members have actually said that they're not obliged to listen to the public or the factual presentations before they vote.
One other aspect of prejudice is something called ageism. And this I teach when I give talks to medical students, to community groups. And ageism is basically prejudice towards older people. And it's very insidious. It happens when an older person says to their doctor, "Doc, what do you expect at my age?" That person is actually prejudiced towards themselves. Or when a doctor or a friend says, "You know, what do you expect? You're not getting any younger. You're supposed to have these problems." Well, there's a lot that can be done, and that's something that I learned in my training program that's called ageism, prejudice towards older people. And I'm sure that's also something that Jerry will address, and actually the town of Amherst is already addressing with all their wonderful programs. Voter registration, so that older people have a say in what happens in the town. What is the situation with voter registration of the over 65 population?
Voters that turn out generally in the larger percentage are the older voter because they basically have more at stake. They follow what's going on the board daily. They have more a deeper interest. One is because they have more free time, and the other affects them financially, what goes on in the town. Anybody that isn't registered in the town of Amherst simply has to go to the town clerk's office in the town hall at 5583 Main Street in the village of Williamsville, walk into the office and ask for a voter registration form. A lot of people are changing affiliation. A lot of people haven't voted. But this year there's been such an interest with what's going on in the county.
I think you know, a great way perhaps to ensure that people are registered is to look at the premier senior living facilities in the town. And there are many. And there are various levels of living. There's independent apartments for people that have the ability to live independently. There's assisted living where people need a little more help. And I think that those concentrations of older people, if there is someone at each of those facilities that takes an interest in ensuring a good voting turnout, perhaps that could be a nucleus for a voter registration campaign. And Susan, why don't you tell us a little bit about what senior facilities, living facilities there are in the town, and also let's get into throughout Western New York, the whole county, what's available for seniors living-wise?
There is a wide range of senior facilities in the town of Amherst. There's such an abundance, and, you know, from independent living, from affordable senior housing, to life care communities, and to nursing home facilities within the town of Amherst. So it's a great place for families that want to stay close.
Let's talk a little bit about the bigger picture, Western New York. Susan, you know, as town supervisor, I'm sure you talk with other town supervisors, the county executive, Buffalo mayor, et cetera. What is the general outlook towards senior services, and what's being done generally?
There's been a lot that we've been doing together, that we've been collaborating, because we really don't want to duplicate the services that are already out there, because, you know, no municipality can do everything on their own. So, for instance, we do collaborations with other agencies. For instance, the Amherst Adult Day Services is a program in the town of Amherst that is administered by the Visiting Nurses Association of Western New York and Kaleida Health. We also offer flu shots through Kaleida. We offer a wanderer alert program that's sponsored by the Amherst Police Department in conjunction with the Alzheimer's Association. That's offered as well. And we also work with Jewish Family Services. We're working on a very exciting program for people that want to live independently in their homes. They want to live in their homes longer. They don't want to go to senior facilities. They'd like to stay in their houses and live independently. And we're working with Jewish Family Services on securing monies, grant monies, for a program which will enable people to live in their houses longer independently.
Yeah, and that's called NORC. I believe
yes.
That's what you're talking about. And that stands for Naturally Occurring Retirement Communities. And I think that's along the lines of what I mentioned, is these planned communities having everything in place, accessible, to make life easier. Jerry?
One of the things that goes along with all the housing and the amenities for the seniors seems to follow along are rehab centers. And most of the facilities in the town are starting to incorporate these in their construction. And as a caregiver for my parents for many years, and also for my father-in-law, we're finding that people in the community are liking this because they're able to be at a short distance and not have to travel if a family member is under care in one of the different levels of service provided in these centers.
Well, you know, rehab, people of all ages are going through rehab now, and I think that's one of the key things that are keeping people out of nursing homes, that keep people living happy and healthy lives. Now, go ahead, Susan.
One of the challenges is just getting the information out to all these all these organizations exist, and that the Senior Center offers all kinds of programs, and that we actually received a grant for doing some outreach in the Edwardsville area, and we rely on people to help us get the word out through religious organizations, through apartment managers, through community organizations, through a wide distribution of flyers to get the word out of all the programs that we have available for seniors in the town of Amherst, and entirely without cost.
A lot of what I do as a geriatrician is to point people in the right direction. They have a problem, and there's all kinds of resources out there, and to just inform people, educate people that it's out there, that there are people that are willing to help, that they're not alone in their problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very important aspect. Now, what can we say about how caregiver needs are being met?
Well, we have the Amherst Adult Day Services, and it's sponsored by the Amherst Senior Services Center, and it's administered, like I said before, by VNA. And the program is designed to offer individuals who are unable to function in a usual senior center setting assistance, and to remain independent and to avoid institutionalization. And it offers hourly, half-day, and full-day rates, and people are able to come to the center and to get involved in different activities. They're given breakfast, lunch, snacks are served, and it's kind of a support group. Going forward in the future, Jerry had talked a little bit about transportation services, but we do have transportation services, a wheelchair van that is available to transport people to the Amherst Senior Center, also to transport people to medical appointments.
I want to give the number, Pam Krawczyk. She's the commissioner of Erie County Department of Senior Services. Her phone number is 858-6046, and that's a number for people not living in the town of Amherst to access resources very similar to what we've been discussing today with regard to the town of Amherst. The Senior Center phone number again, is
Senior Center phone number is 636-3050.
Okay, and Susan, directly to your office?
It's 631-7032.
And Jerry, I believe this is actually your home number that you're giving out, and you're encouraging people to call.
Yeah, I don't mind it. 691-7456.
Susan.
Yeah, just one more thing. I just want to brag a little bit. Our volunteer program.
There's a lot to brag about.
I know, there's so much, but this is a very special program. Our volunteer program, working with literacy volunteers of Buffalo and Erie County, established a new senior literacy volunteer project. More than 80 seniors have been trained to assist people with English as a second language. Individuals of all ages from Japan, Taiwan, China, Mexico, Russia, India, and Korea use the service. And the program received the 2004 New York State Coalition on Aging Annual Award for Community Partnerships.
Well, a type of a program like that wraps us right back around to the political issues. We talked a little bit about racism and prejudice, and there's nothing better that can be done is to reach out to people of all races, all backgrounds, and all languages and try and help and bring everyone together. I'm actively trying to promote and have people take advantage of something I call grassroots geriatrics, where people can do a self-assessment, try to identify things that are going on in their lives that their doctor might not be addressing, that older adults might feel that are part of aging, and there is nothing that can be done about that. And maybe things like that can be part and parcel of what the town does and helps promote. Susan, your thoughts about the future.
Well,
And it seems like you're going to be here for another 30 years as town supervisor, so you're likely to be at the helm of all this. What do you see?
I would like to just see all our services expanded. You know, the senior transportation services, the Meals on Wheels program expanded, the adult day services programs expanded, if we could hire more personnel to offer more classes.
Ideally, all of these services could be self-sufficient. If the foundation grows, then it would be a no-brainer. It wouldn't be a tax issue, and things would just happen. So thanks so much, both of you, for being here today. I think it was a great discussion, and if other towns can do as much as the town of Amherst is doing and plans to do, I think seniors will be well served. Once again, Amherst Town Supervisor Susan Grelick was one of my guests, and former councilman and perhaps future councilman Jerry Brownrath, thank you so much for being here. If you have any questions for our guest, Susan can be reached at her office.
631-7032. Happy to hear from you.
And Jerry at his home, 691-7456. This is Dr. Rob Stahl. See you then. Will you still be sending me a file?